Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report by the Department of Homeland Security's internal watchdog sent to Congress and obtained exclusively by ABC News reports that more than 32,000 unaccompanied migrant children have failed to appear for their immigration court hearings. And as of now, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have been unable to track them down. President Biden delivering his speech on night one of the Democratic National Convention. He will not be there when Kamala Harris delivers her speech on Thursday. ABC's John Carl in Chicago.
This is such a contrast from the 2016 campaign where you had all the bitterness of the Bernie Sanders supporters. The entire Democratic Party here is unified behind Kamala Harris and energized in a way that, frankly, they were absolutely not energized under Joe Biden.
Donald Trump campaigning in the swing state of Michigan today. On Monday, he and his running mate J.D. Vance were both in Pennsylvania. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez set to resign today following his federal bribery conviction. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Young Democrats in particular say they're energized by Kamala Harris's rise to the top of the party's ticket. They say she's best on issues affecting young voters like the environment, reproductive rights, and the economy.
Kamala Harris just released her economic plan, which makes college more affordable, housing more affordable, so that as we, you know, enter the workforce again, we can afford those costs.
18-year-old delegate Henry Palo is from Mirabel. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he'll submit a budget next year to increase the state's funding for higher education by $457 million a year. Wisconsin ranks 43rd when it comes to funding its public universities. Rothman's plan has pay raises for faculty and staff, but no tuition increases. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Common Council votes tonight on whether to put a referendum on the ballot. The city faces a $27 million budget shortfall. The current proposal includes a $22 million referendum that would have to be approved by voters. Even if it passes, the city would pull $25 million from its reserves. The mayor and other city officials have repeatedly said they didn't create this problem. It's been in the works for years and years. If the council votes yes tonight, Madison residents will decide the referendum in November. And a bar and supper club with severe damage from a tornado last month is now working to reopen. After the twister hit, the Village Bar and Supper Club in Grant County had a roof caved in, debris everywhere, and unsafe electrical. A GoFundMe was set up for the staff, who have been out of work ever since. But now the owners tell WKOW they're picking up the pieces. They still need new floors, a new roof, and new walls. But they're working on it, and they hope to rebuild and have it back open for business in November. And that's what you need to know on this Tuesday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back at practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now, Broadly, speeding it up a little bit, I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Pat Surtain and, you know, the Broncos once, you just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or an interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays and we made plays, it was on time.
That's Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford. They face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX Weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable Outside now, it's 58.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at WaterLanternFestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I love my country more, and we need to preserve our democracy. In 2024, we need you to vote. We need you to keep the Senate. We need you to win back the House of Representatives. And above all, we need you to beat Donald Trump. And elect Kamala and Tim. President and Vice President of the United States of America.
Yay! Here we are live from the DNC, yep. And Charlie Pierce is with us. Jody, here's what a liberal helper I am. I gave half my bagel to Chris Lavoie, and then I gave a quarter of my half to Charlie Pierce.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah, she gave me a crumb. Please, sir, I want some more.
Please, sir, can I have some more? Yeah, there's nothing yet, right? There's no coffee, no food here. Yeah. Nothing's open, so I brought it with me. Yeah. But, you know, I loved what the president said last night, just that he couldn't set her up more perfectly. Mm-hmm. He said this was the best decision of my lifetime, picking Kamala Harris. Yeah. As my vice president.
I'm sorry I have to be snarky about this. I'm thinking about Anita Hill sitting back in her office.
Oh.
You bet your ass it was.
give me the next one, just him, his little joke, too, about vice presidents.
Her story represents the best American story. And like many of our best presidents, she was also vice president. That's a joke.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Charlie, it just, again, everybody keeps using the word. It's overused now, joyful, and just how.
Sure.
I mean, I just can't imagine. When you looked at the RNC, you were also there, right?
Yeah.
And then this one, that America's going to choose that.
I don't know. I don't remember anybody at the RNC laughing.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Thank
you. You're absolutely right.
I mean, I remember them, you know, guffawing at some stupid mean remark, but
right. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anybody there just laughing for the sake of laughing.
Exactly.
Without, you know, aiming it at somebody.
Right.
And even people on his side said Trump's speech was awful. It was rambling and endless and, you know, and this...
There wasn't one memorable speech at that convention either.
No.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, that was the first sign, by the way, that J.D. Vance was, you know,
yeah.
Was
okay. The most memorable
was a 1969 Pinto.
Yeah, the most memorable thing that came out of it was the Kotex on the ears. That's it.
Yeah.
That is
God.
It. Even that, nobody's talking about the assassination attempt anymore. Everybody's all Kamala, Kamala, Kamala.
Yeah. God, J.D. Vance started the campaign with a please clap moment, didn't
he? Yes,
what
he
was
did.
That? Oh, the Mountain Dew joke? Just,
yeah, that was a joke.
Trust me, I feel bombing in my soul. I was like, oh, God. It's like, I love you guys. You're great. After he bombs.
Please clap.
Please clap.
Yeah, see, don't like stand-ups have like an entire book of dead audience jokes that they can like go to?
What is this, an oil painting?
Yeah, it's an oil painting.
Something. Just do something.
There? Are you out there? I can hear you breathing. But seriously, I mean, folks, Charlie, it's great to be back wherever I am.
Yeah.
But I mean, just this explosion of, you know, happiness and joy and no meanness, actual humor, yep. Laughter, as you say, Charlie. And yesterday, Trump posted an extraordinarily crass video that makes sexually explicit allusions about Vice President Harris and pushes long debunked claims about the 2020 election being stolen.
No.
An image of Harris holding a sign that
right.
reads, "I'm a moron." Then a parody version of ironic, the Alanis Morissette song plays, while the original lists a series of unfortunate circumstances that aren't actually ironic. The Trump version begins by accusing President Biden of having dementia and Harris of pulling the strings to cut his rope.
What?
It then says she spent her whole damn life down on her knees to be commander-in-chief. That's how you say please. Aren't the American people just sick of this gross, hateful divisiveness?
Plus, Alanis Morissette gonna get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's already ticked off half the pop singers in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
He's been pissed off, Isaac Hayes. He's been dead for 5 years.
Isaac Hayes came back to say,
"Hey, I'll tell you what. If there was one soul artist who's coming back from the dead, it's Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the chains.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that Tom Hartman just...
Yeah.
Just went like this.
Tom's going
to
sit over there and write another book.
Yeah, I know. During an interview with him yesterday, he wrote one article and three books.
And he published it.
Yes, and published it.
Yeah.
Behind my back. I didn't even know what he was doing. Yeah, and by the way, Charlie, this is only night one last night.
He's being playful.
Tom Hartman, you prank comic, get out of here.
Okay, I'm falling away from the desk here.
All right, that's it, Tom. I'm going to saran wrap all the toilet seats around here.
He's a waltz kid. We're all waltz kids now.
Yeah.
All right. Charlie, I mean, the other thing is, like, we keep saying it was only night one last night. And it was like all that. And now, you know, you go into Obama's and Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, by the time we get to Thursday and Kamala Harris, I mean, how about that surprise appearance?
Yeah,
she surprised everybody last night.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about candidates, like, photobombing the first night of the convention. I kind of like the mystery of
the build-up.
Them huddling in their hotel room, crafting their speech.
Yeah,
getting drunk at the minibar, whatever they do.
You know what? I have to disagree only because of the extraordinariness of this year and her support of Joe Biden and his support of her.
I was standing by an entryway to the arena out in the corridor.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there was a TV like maybe 20 feet away, and they showed her get on stage. I almost got killed in the stampede. People coming down the entry into the arena just to catch a look with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 This is, give me 10. This is, I can't even remember all the moments that made me well up. But yeah, this when he was quoting the song.
The song is called American Anthem. There's one verse that stands out, and I can't sing with a damn, so I'm not going to try. I'll just quote it. The work and prayers of centuries have brought us to this day. What shall our legacy be? What will our children say? Let me know in my heart when my days are through. America. America, I gave my best to you.
Okay. Shouldn't have done that. Now I'm going to cry again.
Yeah, well.
Anybody know that song? I don't think I'm familiar with that song.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it was just such a beautiful, I mean, obviously, Charlie, like, you know, It's so hard to fake stuff in politics, as you know. The obvious love between him and Kamala Harris is so authentic. And then mm-hmm. when she came out and hugged him, and you could see her mouthing, "I love you." And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I'm verklempt yeah. again.
Uh-huh. Don't mock me, Charlie. You know what? I will take that bagel back. Give me that.
You want it back? Hang on just a second. Radio verite. I like
yes.
that. Charlie's going to throw up now.
Yeah, I just, you know, I was saying yesterday, Charlie, I want to get your take on this, that I think part of the problem that Trump came in, not this just so mean and divisive, it's just he's not running on anything that's true.
He's not running on anything.
Know, it's
not running on anything, really. It's not. I mean, I love the punditry that comes out. Vice President Harris now has to you know, attack Donald Trump based on policy, and Trump people saying he's gonna pivot to a policy based campaign.
Pivot.
He doesn't have any policy.
No,
he doesn't
you're right.
know anything.
Thank you.
He's had 8 years to learn about tariffs. He still doesn't know anything
yeah.
about tariffs.
Yeah. But this week, this tweet, the radical left protesters in Chicago going after the Democrat Party because they know they're weak, they're ready to break into a full-blown party of socialism. They were like, right then he's like, the Communist Party of the United States of America. He tweeted that thing with the hammer and sickle behind Kamala, and I,
yeah,
it's, first of all, I haven't even seen any protesters. Secondly, Chicago's lovely, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
there are protesters.
Of course, yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying, he's, you know, it's like, once again, Chicago's some crime-ridden hellhole.
It's not. No.
Yeah. Charlie, just your thoughts on just his...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I know, at some point, I just give up with him, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to
yeah.
say what he's going to say, and he's going to live in this little world he's in.
Yeah. And it's the same thing over and over and over again. So I think America's beginning to tune him out.
He's got another one today, right?
Oh, God, doesn't he?
I think he's doing another rally today.
Yeah.
And this stuff, as you say,
he's going
Charlie...
to the border. He's going to the border one of these days.
Oh, God.
Just,
to your point, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that, like, Marx, communism, it's different than fascism. He just throws all these words out. He said, having a Marxist trained, believing president whose father's a Marxist professor, Comrade Kamala Harris. Just like, what? Do you think any MAGAs understand what the hell he's talking about?
Red baiting in 2024.
Right? Yes.
The only communist nations left in the world are China, Vietnam, and North Korea.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, the three places where we actually fought them.
And Cuba.
Oh, Cuba, yeah.
Yes.
Cuba's more like a mess.
Yeah.
We have all established that communism is not a good basis
right.
for a system of government, all right?
Yeah.
That's pretty common knowledge now.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, it's not like there isn't a history of radical action in Chicago.
Right.
You know,
right.
Let's all
right.
go to the
Hello.
Haymarket.
Right,
yeah.
right. Let's hear one more Hillary Clinton last night.
Let's salute President Biden.
Oh.
He has been democracy's champion at home and abroad. He brought dignity, decency, and competence back to the White House.
Hooray.
And he showed what it means to be a true patriot. Thank you, Joe Biden, for your lifetime of service and leadership.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope so. Do you feel like he really took all that in last night? Because that was
I hope so. I mean, he had a couple of moments during the speech where he kind of got lost, and I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, here we
yeah.
go. But he managed to rally. And I hope he understands that all of that was for him last night.
Yeah.
All,
yeah.
all the speeches,
yeah. I think
all the fervor, all the joy, it was really for him.
Yep.
And by the way, we haven't talked about this yet. Reverend Warnock can teach me about Jesus anytime he wants.
He yeah. is.
He might
oh, my
me.
Goodness.
He is the John Fugelsang of...
Yes.
I mean, the guy is the pastor at Martin Luther King's church.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is, you know, he's not preaching in AAA ball.
He was so great.
That's what I mean. I just feel like almost every speaker just
that
headed out of the park.
That whole thing about the kids... I want those kids to be great or happy or whatever, because I want my kids to be happy, and mm-hmm. I want the kids in Israel and the kids in Gaza. And
yes.
I just thought, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He says what we're all thinking.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, that, and talk about unifying as opposed to being divisive. Yeah. I mean, that's what it seemed like. The thing. I mean, the whole theme of last night, for the people.
Yeah.
You know,
and
was
speaking,
just...
Speaking of Georgia, I met Mayor Mock of Chamblee, Georgia.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's a Democrat. He's a Democratic mayor. He's outside Atlanta, but then again, everything's outside Atlanta.
Sure.
I mean, you know, Joliet is outside Atlanta at this point. But he was telling me that the Republicans in Georgia are extremely ticked at Trump.
Sure.
They're just sick of his meddling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just absolutely sick of his attacks on Kemp. I mean, Kemp's pretty popular.
Yeah, he
is. And Kemp's wife.
Yeah.
He has attacks on Kemp's wife, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I mean, and they're tired of, you know, being the poster child for election denying.
Well, and by the way, this headline, the high-ranked swing state Republican delivers blow to Trump-based election board. The attorney general there told Georgia election board officials in a new ruling he will not be reopening an investigation into the recount of Fulton County ballots in 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. People are sick of his BS on a lot of levels.
No, I mean, these guys are trying to do their jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all political animals, and he's threatening their livelihood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, live from the DNC, brought to you by, oh boy, howdy, my morning kick.
Oh,
mind
yeah.
That, my little schlep car broken body clock. After sexy liberal mummies.
It's keeping you from turning into a jalopy.
Mummy hasn't left the house in a few years.
Yeah.
This is all very startling. Okay. I'm just telling you, I love it. I drink it every day at home as well, right? Power my hikes, my bicycling, you name it. Morning Kick is a refreshing drink. Strawberry lemonade, yum, yum, yum. It's not
so
one of those
good.
Grassy drinks.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Ugh.
Okay. It supports your gut health, boosts your energy, helps you feel more youthful. You got 10 supplements in one in there. Grandma didn't have to bring her pill boxes with all the different supplements. It's all in there.
It's got ashwagandha.
My point
exactly.
How's
she doing, by the way?
She's
good.
Great.
She sends her love.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food. Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code to Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of Live from the DNC at the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. We are back live from the DNC, and Bonnie and Clyde are in the studio. Who's Mr. and Mrs. Kisses? Oh, Bonnie, Mommy loves you more than all things in all the world.
Oh, boy.
Jody, Charlie, you just sit there and wait.
Yeah.
Mommy misses you. You know what, Jody? Katie Fang tweeted a picture of her FaceTiming with her dog, and I DM'd her, and I'm like, I FaceTime with my dog, too. We love you. Come on the show. Oh, my God. I'm not used to being away this long, right?
I know.
Sexy Liberal. I'm
here for a week, right?
A full week,
because we had Sexy Liberal and then the DNC. Yeah.
Bonnie has to get Mrs. Kisses of Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
Yes.
Has a certain amount of quota of kisses to get in a day, so she's treating Jody like a giant salt lick right now.
Uh-huh.
She's been licking her for the last, 20 minutes?
Something like that, since they came downstairs, so yeah.
Okay.
And Sean doesn't call Clyde dum-dum.
Yeah. So Clyde has a week to get his self-esteem back because there's no one calling him dumb. Thank you. All right, Leslie in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Leslie.
Hello. I'm so proud to be part of this joy and hope that everybody's talking about. And thank you guys for all you do, for the information that you give to us with all the humor that keeps us sane. And the liberal Libra in me is feeling sorry for the Trump people, and so I wanted to help. And I was listening to a science show. They were talking about the amyloid plaque that builds up in your brain that causes Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, something with which I'm familiar.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Well, they're saying that if you get enough quality sleep, that helps to clear that out. So my thought is, let's see if Dr. Redliner can help create a study for all the Trumpers to see maybe they all have sleep disorders and they all have a lot of plaque built up in their brain. And
I know, we haven't effing slept in the last 8 years.
Right.
Thank you, Leslie. Charlie, because you and I share an unfortunate, obviously having parents that had Alzheimer's, but, you know, Trump's nephew just said his father and his grandfather had it, and I'm seeing the exact same signs that,
I don't know that, you know, they've ever, I'm certainly haven't done a genetic test because he'd be so terrified to find out.
Yeah.
And believe me, I felt the same way, so I'm not going to criticize him for that. But if it's father and grandfather, then then something's up in the gene pool. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just, I think all the coverage of Joe Biden, we just feel like, okay, media's just going to ignore that,
and
too?
It's not like
he's obviously exhibiting signs of...
And it's not like he's led the healthiest life.
Right.
I mean, right. My God, you know, I keep waiting for his coronary arteries to do their patriotic duty.
Yeah.
And, but,
yeah. Yeah, but it's just, you know, the Elon Musk thing. You're like, we're just not going to mention the lisping and the like, right. obvious weather. I don't even know anymore if it's chemical impairment or what it is. But are we have someone here next or?
Yes, we.
All right.
If they show up, yes.
All right, well, Charlie, you just stay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm talking to my dog now. You sit and stay. And we'll see. 29 minutes after the hour, we roll along live from the DNC on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's grabbing my knee.
Yeah.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food.
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Integrity. We both got our start as young lawyers, helping children who were abused and neglected. That kind of work changes a person. Those kids stay with you. Kamala carries with her the hopes of every child she protected, every family she helped, every community she served. So as president, she will always have our backs. And she will be a fighter for us.
Yep.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. I just like that this Chiron was on Fox News. 49-45%.
Wow.
Kamala Harris over Trump. That was the Chiron of registered voters, 49-45. But, you know, Charlie, we all remember the Hillary polls, right? And how far ahead she was speaking of Hillary last night.
Yeah.
If you made the commitment not to, like, worry about polls for this election, you got to stick to it.
Right.
Even when they're on your side.
Right. That's what I always say. The polls are BS unless I like them. And then
right.
And
this was also registered voters, not likely voters. So
right.
You have to take that with a grain of salt.
Right. And, Charlie, here's the one statistic that always haunts me from your home state. Did you know after the DNC, whatever year that was, Dukakis was ahead by 17 points?
I have been arguing this ever since that convention. I don't know what poll that was.
Right.
But it was hinky.
Outlier. Yeah.
I mean, he's never 17 points ahead of a sitting vice president. I mean, Michael Dukakis is a terrific guy and one of my favorite politicians. But he's never been 17 points ahead of anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and that I always wondered if that wasn't Republican disinformation.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, an outlier poll that the Republicans used to cast themselves as,
right.
as you know, underdogs.
Well, I think if we didn't learn that lesson, certainly 2016, right? I think that's why, Kamala Harris is like, I'm the underdog, pedal to the metal. Waltz is saying we can sleep when we're dead. I think because I think you're right. We have learned not to trust the polls or the media.
Coach Waltz quoting Warren Zevon. I like that.
He also said a little old lady got mutilated late last night.
No, he didn't.
Trump said that. I love Trump tweeted about crime in America, and Aaron Rupar says, convicted felon says crime is his top priority.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all agree.
Yep.
Yeah, by the way, give me one more last one on Hillary Clinton, on that very subject.
She will never rest in defense of our freedom and safety. Donald Trump fell asleep at his own trial. And when he woke up, he made his own kind of history. The first person to run for president with 34 felony convictions.
I was disappointed she didn't mention the farting.
Yes.
That's my area.
Yeah.
She stole my theme song.
She leaves it up to you.
Yeah, I love that people think that she stole a fight song from me. I'm happy to usually take, credit for everything.
Right.
But, yeah.
If things work out the way we hope they do, are Katrina and the Waves coming back?
Yeah, we haven't decided yet, have we?
I think it's going to have to.
We will likely be walking on sunshine. Yeah. Jake Tapper asked. We ran into Leader Jeffries yesterday,
yep.
who's going to try and make his way to us, hopefully, at some point. But, again, all we can do is vote and turn out. But obviously, people have concerns. Adding Mark Elias, stroke of genius, to the Harris campaign. But here is Tapper talking to Hakeem Jeffries.
Donald Trump and his allies are already starting to lay the groundwork to contest the election results in November. Are you confident that a Republican-led House will certify the 2024 election in January?
I'm confident that we're going to do everything that we need to do over the next few months to make sure that House Democrats take back the majority so that the American people do not have to encounter that question.
Hmm.
Yep, and one last one.
It is a reality that far too many of my extreme MAGA Republican colleagues in the House have engaged in election denial, conspiracy theories, and have tried to undermine the very fabric of our democracy and the peaceful transfer of power. By the way, Jake, that's what Trump's Project 2025 is all about. The extreme MAGA Republicans want total control over the lives of the American people, total control over our government, and total control over our democracy, and we've got to stop it from happening.
Well, that's real. I mean, to me, that's really good spin. But what's he going to do? I mean, what can the Democrats do in the House to stop it from happening?
Well, I mean, not only Mark Elias, is it? I think the team is like 10 times as big as Biden's was. The legal team. I mean, they're preparing for effery.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the final act of vengeance is the Republicans in the House, you know, throwing the election. I don't know what, you know, I guess they, I don't know what the legalisms are, but there's really nothing Jeffries can do to stop it. I mean, he's
You're making fantastic points, but I'm distracted by the fact that you are eating chocolate bars and Cheetos for breakfast, and I am a health nut, and I'm very concerned.
Well, I visited the Sirius XM smorgasbord.
Yes, the snack bar.
Just literally making me stroke out.
Do you think that the Republicans in the House are getting a little tired of Trump shenanigans and will kind of maybe throw him aside should he lose?
If he gets like stomped, smashed,
yeah.
I think they will.
Okay. But,
well, we keep saying
it's beyond the margin, of finagling.
Yeah,
I think they will.
Okay.
I think enough of them will. I mean, it's only a what? 3-vote margin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Charlie, we keep saying it. It's got to be, you know, too big to rig, too real to steal. You know, but let's hope when we do that we don't have to do that again.
Right.
You know, like, my fondest dream is getting rid of the Electoral College, but it's just, it's...
Well, that would probably take a constitutional amendment.
It would.
Yeah, no, I know. But anyway, I just, you know, the fact that we sort of all know Democrats have to win so big so they can't steal it is just, you know...
Well, we have our work cut out for us.
Yeah. Chuck in Illinois has information on the song.
American Carnage?
American Anthem.
American Anthem, yes.
You're thinking of Trump's speech.
By Nora Jones performs it. Nora Jones. And it's for Ken Burns.
We're going to need you to call back.
It's a tearjerker. What?
Yeah.
We can hear him.
Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Is it in the Ken Burns documentary?
Okay.
Yeah, the war, and it's a tearjerker. I played it at my mom's funeral as a tribute to her for everything she did.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I just retired after 35 years teaching high school social studies in May, and I think one thing I have the power to do is simplify things.
The son of a high school teacher.
And
myself,
I was thinking about the convention.
Yeah, and we ran into Randy Weingarten yesterday.
Yep.
She's going to hopefully make time, the head of the teachers union. And, you know, they're feeling a special resonance because of Tim Walz.
Yes.
Oh, I get to meet Gwen Walz on Thursday, I believe.
Oh, good.
At a luncheon.
Okay.
But she just seems as delightful as he
is.
Yes. Oh, my God. By the way, every time I stopped crying, I looked at Tim Walz, and he looked like he was crying.
they taught in the same high school, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think they were a little snogging in the faculty room?
Listen, Charlie.
I think they met at the same high school. So there might have been snogging in the janitor's closet.
Stop taking everything beautiful and making it dirty.
Or the faculty lounge. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. We'll have to ask her if she shows up.
Back then, faculty lounges were filled with smoke. I remember that.
Charlie is on a sugar high. He doesn't know what he's saying. All right. Speaking of songs and singing, give me 13. Chuck Schumer sings.
What?
First of all, I've never seen James Clyburn smile. I didn't even know Malcolm Nance had teeth. But everybody is so happy.
Yes.
Malcolm Nance will join us tomorrow.
Yes, he will.
Okay. He will be here.
Yeah.
Here is a reporter in Chuck Schumer.
What's your message to former President Trump tonight?
You can't always get what you want.
Oh no.
Hey,
no.
That's a little pitchy, dog.
Oh, God.
I thought Trump had ruined that song by playing it at his rally, but now it is killed completely. It's not written. It's not merely dead. It's really most sincerely dead.
Can I just say that we have nearly killed Charlie Pierce and Senator Debbie Stabenow with these chairs?
Yes,
they're very rolly and slippy.
Yeah, I mean, at least they could have put like a board under here.
I know, it's a little. Yeah. Oh, by the way,
I laughed too hard, and I'm headed for Oak Park.
Right.
Oak Park. Oh God.
Oh God.
You know, we were in Grant Park. You can't park there either.
No.
Okay. By the way, speaking of crime, they're not having a very good week. George Santos pled guilty to multiple charges, faces 6 to 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he's claimed his innocence multiple times. He wasn't lying, was he?
Not at all.
Yes. He was pled guilty to wire fraud, aggravated identity theft as part of a plea deal.
Aggravated identity theft? What makes it aggravated?
The person whose identity you stole, I guess, is aggravated.
I guess, but isn't every identity theft aggregated? If that's aggravated, if that's the definition,
I don't.
It's like Trump talking the other day about weight-bearing roads. Yeah. I mean, aren't all roads weight-bearing?
Yes, I mean, they're designed to be weight-bearing.
And I've been focused.
That's why they're on the ground.
Right.
I've been focused on what's happening here. Did I miss bird cemeteries? What?
Yeah, that was the same. That was the same speech. He was talking about, you know, his usual shtick about how windmills are killing all the birds.
Sure.
And he said, "You ever seen a bird cemetery?" And I was like, "No," and I don't particularly want to.
Right.
But you know, look at the bottom of one of those windmills. I'm like,
"Oh, okay, I got it."
Yeah, but still, I mean, you ever seen a bird cemetery thing? And he sounded like Peter Graves in Airplane. You know, ever seen grown men naked?
Do you like gladiator movies? Wow. Okay. All right. Let's pause to digest that.
Let's do that.
45 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Chris and I being simply safe.
Right? Because we're in Chicago.
Yeah. And both of our homes protected by Simply Safe.
That's right.
Right? So with Simply Safe 24/7, monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door.
Yes.
With exclusive live guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home. Warning that police are on the way.
Where?
No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe has been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Most importantly, Chris gets to check on his cat, Boots, and determine that once again, he does have a little pink nose.
She does.
She's a little pink nose.
Who's got a little pink nose? You have a little pink nose.
Boots does. Okay. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to
mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is praising Vice President Kamala Harris.
She's just a class act. She's really smart, energetic, and she's just a good leader. I mean, I recognize that right off the bat.
Evers is leading the Wisconsin delegation at the DNC. He says he plans to stay in Chicago tonight when Harris and running mate Tim Walz rally in Milwaukee. Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha today. Evers' task force on Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is out with its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include expanding Medicaid and increasing rates for home and community-based healthcare. Wisconsin's nursing shortage could be 19,000 by 2040. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The first days of school are now just 2 weeks away, and authorities want to remind you of the rules of the road when you're near school buses. Bev Lau from CoBus and Bus Service in Richland Center.
If you see a bus with ambers, you know that's going to be stopping soon. You know there's a kiddo around. You have to be cautious. We try to make all of our stops be door side, but sometimes kiddos do have to cross the road. So if you see flashing lights on a bus, you need to be cautious and you need to be slowing down to almost stopping.
There are 600 crashes involving school buses on average every year in Wisconsin. You may see drivers starting to practice their routes. And if you need to fill up, now's the time. The average price for gas in Madison is $3.36 a gallon, but some spots may have it for as little as $3.09. Right now, statewide, the average is $3.30 a gallon, which is more than 35 cents lower than it was a year ago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A gorgeous day today with a high-pressure system controlling our weather, bringing us mostly sunny skies and calm winds with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Patchy fog is possible overnight as lows fall to the low 50s. You can push repeat on today for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have more tickets to give away from Wisconsin Dells Attractions.
And from Substack, Mike McCabe. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
And a whole bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
Like we're afraid Dana Goldberg might not have the right credential to get in here to see us, and so Charlie Pierce was going to offer her his, but if he gave her the Secret Service one, he would end up in Leavenworth.
Right.
And also, there's only a slight resemblance between there is a picture.
Yeah. And I think that would make that identity theft aggravated.
There you go. That would be an example.
Certainly in Dana's mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need a regular convention, you know, credential. You need a Secret Service credential.
Yep.
This is,
I mean, the Secret Service ones are creepy.
Charlie, has this always been this way, or is just security is just heightened now?
Excuse me.
Oh, pardon you. Yes.
These are new, these yellow things.
No, yes. Don't hold it up to the camera.
Oh, yeah. That's right, I can't do that.
Nope.
Anyway, the yellow ones are new. I have not experienced those before.
Right,
yeah.
So, you know, it's technology, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Because they can scan you and photo you and...
Yep. Yeah. And they know who you are before you walk up to them.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy.
I had a woman do that to me yesterday. I had a Secret Service officer do that to me yesterday, and that was frightening.
Yeah. Were they calling you by name?
She was 20 feet away.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
I just always assume it's a fan. I'm like, oh, you don't know me. Okay.
Yeah.
Sue in Rockville, you're on with Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Sue.
Hey, good morning. It's a happy Tuesday. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Where we are in joy mode. It's a weird feeling, but I love it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the byproducts of this is that the corporate media is making themselves completely irrelevant. We watch on C-SPAN. The DNC is publishing, showing it live. The kids don't watch it. We don't need them. We certainly don't need pollsters who are always wrong, like Nate Silver, complaining that, oh, my God, they went past 11 o'clock, as if the East Coast is the only time zone. Maybe he needs Jim Ward.
Yeah, Charlie made that point. Who cares? Like, just I'm so sick of, and they start to pre-spin things.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awkward between President Biden and Kamala Harris. Like,
it was not.
No, it's not. Like, it's just, but it's like their opinions and, like, pre-spin and then post-spin. As Charlie said, he was in the hall. Nobody cared.
Nope.
It went late. It was exactly what you saw on TV. It was this joyful explosion of love and gratitude.
Oh, and in desperate measures, the Washington Post was trying to do a fact check, and they said John Kelly didn't say exactly those words. Oh, really?
Oh, God.
He said
God save us from fact checking.
Yeah.
Poor Daniel Dale.
Daniel Dale is exempted from my God save us. Daniel Dale can do whatever he wants, because you're right. I mean, he's that poor guy. He deserves like a year in like Tahiti.
Yeah. I wonder what life is like for Mrs. Dale. It's like, I don't mean to correct you, but that was incorrect.
I am going to leave that one alone.
Yes.
Jill in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jill. The swingiest of the swings.
Hi. How are you today? You guys are great.
Good.
I love everything you're doing. Helping me. This is wonderful. I'm so excited. I only got to watch through Hillary last, but I did love it when Kamala came out early and surprised everybody. And
I know.
She was kind of soft her nose at Fox News and the right by wearing a tan suit. And I just loved it.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh.
She was trolling them.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I saw it. I went, a thumbs up for Obama and a nose, up yours to the right.
Oh, that's a very good catch. I didn't get that.
I didn't either. Aw, Vicky, you're the smartest girl in class this morning.
Mm-hmm. She's gone.
Okay. All right. Goodbye. Bye-bye. By the way, Chris and I were talking this morning, Jody, that we really appreciate the compliments, because you have to understand on our budget, this is a lot. Chris and, or excuse me, Sean and Jody, they're in L.A., making this happen, and Chris and Austin, we were saying the SiriusXM guys are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Charlie, you've spent so much time with us this morning. We're saying
because I misread the clock.
You got here an hour early, so okay, put you on. Absolutely.
But anyway, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of expense for us, and it's we really appreciate everybody's support. You can say thank you by going to sexyliberal.com and getting the pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
The best show ever for only $20.
Yep.
Okay. By the way, Mark Hamill. Everyone geeks out about Mark. Everyone. So what did he say to you backstage?
He said he appreciates my encyclopedic knowledge of Hanna-Barbera characters.
And Governor Pritzker's person's like, can we have Mark's contact? The governor wants to invite him to a party. I was like, I saw him there last night with beautiful Mary Lou, his wife, my friends, and oh my God, he's just in the sunglasses. he makes everybody geek out.
Yeah, he does.
It doesn't matter who you are.
And he's very gracious, too, when people geek out on him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who was like that. We had him on, oddly enough, in this very town. On Wait, Don't Tell Me, was Leonard Nimoy.
Really?
Oh, he was fabulous.
Wow.
A picture of me with him doing the thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't do that. I can't do it.
And then
can't do it.
Peter Sagal and I are both Star Trek guys.
Yeah.
And we just had a nerd fest like you wouldn't believe.
That's awesome.
And that's different from how you are normally, how? Huh?
Absolutely.
Charlie Pierce, everybody.
Charlie Pierce, thank you so much.
Bye, Jody. Bye, Sean.
Christine Pelosi coming up next on the Stephanie Miller Show live
much better looking
from
tonight.
The DNC.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates. We're here in Chicago. The DNC is the occasion. All the political stars will join us at the table. Devil's Advocates, you gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.